Danny, do you think that Jub Jam would be as popular if they only played Jock Jams?
God, like that, like that Blur song, and then the Final Countdown.
They were only allowed to play Jock Jam song. Mino, was that about when you were a kid when Jock Jams became something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had two or three of those albums.
Jock Jams.
Just combine them.
Whoomp, there it is.
Is that one of them?
Looking at the track listing for Volume 1 of Jock Jams, and yes, it was.
Let me hear it. What is on there?
You had Tootsie Roll from the 69 Boys. You had It Takes Two, Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory, Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature, Pump Up the Volume, I've Got the Power by Snap, Unbelievable by EMF, YMCA by Village People, Pump Up the Jam, Technotronic.
Sounds right up your alley.
Oh,
Mike.
And Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 2.
There it is.
Oh, good. That was smart to put the world's number one pedophile on there as your closer.
In a way, I'm very ashamed to say that I can and do recognize most of those.
Of course.
But not all.
All right. Well, I'm certainly glad we led into this segment with song. And I may be doing this segment for two, but I don't think
so. You're pregnant?
No.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
You're just fat.
By two, I mean you, Danny, and myself. Hand me your audio cord over there, Senior Mike. And
C.
Well.
See, we speak the same language.
We do. So I am one of you.
At this time in the last couple of days, we discussed the Elvis documentary. The Searcher on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you got a hankering to find out a lot of stuff about Mr. Presley, this is a great route to take. This is a magical, wonderful introduction into the life of the King of Rock and Roll. But there was one point in episode 2, I believe, where if you would have turned a camera on me during it, I probably would have had the same look that Beavis and Butthead did when they were forced to watch a Gloria Estefan video.
Yes.
Of just mouth wide open, eyes like in some sort of catatonic state of, what am I listening to right now? It is well known that
you're not going to play Crawfish, are you?
It is well known that the worst song ever recorded, and it's been voted on and done by many music types, that this is the worst song ever made. Which I blame on Mike. Right? You own this.
Yeah. This happened on my watch.
The amount of times that you shoved us up against the wall and... said, man, this thing's going to make a comeback. You watch.
This one's really bad. It's probably the worst, but man, What's Going On by Four Non Blondes is right there for me.
Not even in the same
it
league.
It might even be. I'd rather listen to this than that stupid Four Non Blondes song.
You leave Four Non Blondes alone. They're,
yeah, I'll listen to Four Non Blondes before I will this.
Yeah.
So not me.
Well, this is Starship. We Built This City. So there was a point in the Elvis doc when they cut to a, because they were going over, for those who don't know, in the middle of, or at the beginning of the 60s, Elvis was, hey, Georgie, come on up here.
Yeah.
Okay. In the early 60s, Elvis stopped recording music and he started making movies. And for about 7 or 8 years, that's all he did was make movies. And in the middle of that, one of the movies that he made was a movie called King Creole.
Kid or King?
Kid or King, Mike?
King.
King.
Okay.
Have you seen the Elvis doc?
No.
All right.
Yet.
It's well worth it, man. You would dig it.
Okay.
It's really good.
I got so many things I need to watch.
I know. It's tough. Yeah.
Is, of course, the star of Jub Jam tonight, George Dunham.
Boy, look at the lanyard he has on. Look what it says.
It says band.
Band.
Wow.
I can get y'all one of those if you want.
I'm not wearing anything. I don't got a wristband.
Yeah, see, y'all are so big time, you don't have to wear anything. Everyone knows who the hard line is.
No, look. See, there's someone from the senior source over there that just says volunteer.
Yeah.
That's the CEO of the senior source.
All right, there's the CEO. She says volunteer. You say band. Who wins here?
Where she cannot even get close to you.
She's in charge of this thing.
I'm sorry. Once again, that George has excluded you from his official party.
Yes. You're outclassed, madam, but you know that, don't you?
Damn. Well, anyway.
Any noodles.
During the Elvis doc, they go over his stretch of movies in the 60s. Terrible. Awful. Every one of them.
Yeah. I used to watch those as a kid. They were all terrible.
Tom Petty's narrating it, talking about it, saying what a joke it was and how disturbing it was as a kid to watch him go through this phase. So they flash to him in this movie, King Creole.
I think I saw that.
In particular, they're like, it's a scene where they've cleared out Bourbon Street or somewhere down in the quarter, in the French Quarter. He is standing on a ledge, and I'm sure, Mike, you remember this scene because you saw this movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's standing on like a little porch on the second level somewhere on Bourbon Street.
Elevated porches.
Right. And he's looking down the street, and he sees like a horse-drawn carriage coming his way with a woman, with some Cajun woman on there. And they start doing a duet.
How'd they mic that?
Don't worry about it.
And the song was called Crawfish. All right? I don't know if you've ever heard Crawfish.
I'd need to.
But this, to me, is worse than We Built This City. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley and some random Cajun woman with Crawfish.
Crank it.
Crawfish. I went to the bayou just last night. There was no moon, but the stars were bright. Put a big long hook on a big long pole, and I pulled Mr.
This
Crawfish
is the real reason why Elvis started doing drugs.
Yeah.
For having to do this stuff. He couldn't take it.
They're singing like almost an opera type yodel about
back and forth
about a crawfish.
It probably went on for 5 minutes.
Oh my God!
See, I got them. See the size, stripped and clean before your eyes. Sweet, sweet look, fresh and ready to.
So when these would come out of theaters, people would go, Rhymes? Was it like a big deal when they would come out?
Yeah.
Cost nothing to make.
No.
I mean, they had to pay Elvis.
Yeah.
Whatever he signed away
and
to do that.
And the thing
that,
is that Colonel Tom wouldn't put him with any stars because he wanted Elvis to be the star, except for Ann Margaret, who was launched after one of these movies. But then he was like, you can never work with her again because she's too big. Yeah.
Walter Matthau was
not
in
that bad,
King
man.
Creole.
I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with
it. I think it's
that.
Better than We We're Built not. This City.
Yeah, it is better than We Built This City.
Man, I don't
and
know.
Four non-blondes.
A song about a crawdad.
That's a big deal in New Orleans. Crawfish are a big deal.
Forget what it's about and just listen to the song. It's not that bad, Corby.
No, it's terrible.
Man, I don't see why you go on and on about this the way you do.
Why do you like crawfish so much? You've done nothing but defend this song.
Because it's not that bad.
You know why? Because he saw it as a kid and he's got memories of being in the theater with his dad.
Yeah, I remember watching Crawfish with Pumps. Yeah.
Your old man finally took you to something and it's a nice memory for you.
Let's go see this movie. I think it's got that song Crawfish in it.
You're going to love it, Sonny Boy. You're going to love it.
Man, that's
bad.
No,
I don't love it, but it's better than We Built This City.
No, I don't think so.